Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now celebrating 5 years of burning up the airwaves.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
You're listening to the voice of small business.
This is Dr. Fraser Crane. I'm listening.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. Steve Martin is our guest. He's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. One of the originals. He's the author of the book, Creative Approaches for the Cost-Effective Organization. He's our friend. Steve, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, sir. And I remind my audience that you're our top profitability expert. And I'll tell you, we need your help, Steve, because today it's hard, it's virtually impossible, even for big businesses, to have any kind of pricing power. And the only way we can really maintain any kind of success, which is to say any kind of profit, is to be able to operate more efficiently. And you're the best at that I know.
Well, I really appreciate that, Jim. And it is tough these days because there's certainly price deflation and there still is some cost inflation going on these days.
And well, with insurance, and I mean the two big boogeymen are insurance and fuel.
Oh, yeah, and they attack every business on the world, whether you fly around or drive around or have your materials delivered to you or your customers do as well. That fuel bogeyman is really causing a problem.
Absolutely, and that's just, and those are things that I mean, you can, there are some things you can do. We're all a lot better. We're all a lot tighter in the way we operate. We're making sure that we're not insured for more than we need to be insured for, and we're making sure we don't make any trips we don't have to make. But there's only so much you can do in those things.
That's right, and that's why I say you have to look at all elements of the profit equation, Jim.
Yeah,
and profit is the function of revenue, that's your income, loss, which are those things that are slipping under the table, your quality problems, and things that are happening that are eating up expenses without your knowledge possibly, and expense,
mm-hmm.
Those three parts of the equation. And when we look at cost reduction, we typically look at just the expense side of the equation, but I think even in these tough times, people can look at revenue as well as loss.
Mm-hmm.
And
how do we do that?
Well, first of all, you have to recognize that there's more than just expense driving your business. And you commented earlier that it's tough to raise prices these days,
mm-hmm.
in terms of revenue.
Almost impossible.
Yes.
In terms of our pricing, not volume, but pricing.
Yes.
Unit pricing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if we want to take a look at revenue for a minute, let's just talk about that. If you can't increase your selling prices, what can you do to enhance your revenue? And it's interesting, but one of the things that's often overlooked in large and small businesses, Jim, is to actually reduce your revenue.
Hmm.
Ooh, what's he saying?
Yeah,
reduce revenue.
That's heresy for most people, Steve.
It is heresy. Well, what I'm really suggesting is that you analyze where your revenues lie,
mm-hmm.
in territories and products and customers, and find out which ones are actually driving the best margins for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll bet you have any kind of a customer base at all, product base, you'll find that some of your products, customers, or markets may actually be causing you to lose money.
Mm-hmm. I have a little saying that I came up with once, dividing your customers into A, B, C, and D level, A being the best and D being the least or the worst. Maybe that's not the right word to use, but you see what I mean. And what I always said was that love your A customers within an inch of your life, hold your B's dear, encourage your C's, and let the D's learn the meaning of self-service.
That's about right. And you might not only find some D's, but you might find some F's out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there's probably some F's out there. That's right.
Not that we ever got those grades.
That's
when we
right.
Were
and the F's, you say, don't call me, I'll call you.
Well, that's exactly right. F are the customers that you have to fire.
Right.
Seriously. And when you find an account that's not driving the margins that you need, you have a couple of options. One is to raise their prices, and you can either do that directly by raising the cost of goods sold or imposing delivery fees, that sort of thing. I had one account, for example, that was in the delivery side of business as well as providing product, and there were a number of accounts out on the fringes that were too small to justify the delivery expense. So they just put in a minimum delivery charge, and those who really needed and wanted to stay with the company stayed, and those who didn't want to pay that premium found other places.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought, Steve. We'll take a quick break, folks, right back after these messages. 20 till. Steve Martin is our guest. We're back at 17 till. Let me remind you, coming up for the show straight ahead, Jack Harper is going to join us. He's one of our top salesmanship experts. He'll be having a good visit with us on salesmanship. And after that, Brad Ellman is going to join us. He's a new friend. He's with a Million Dollar Roundtable. He's going to talk to us about some things that will help us with our financial planning. After that, Joan Pryde, senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. And looking forward to getting Joan back on. Steve Martin is our guest. Steve is the author of Creative Approaches for the Cost-Effective Organization. Steve, why don't you give us your website now, please?
Jim, it's simple. It's profitpro.us.
Profitpro.us.
Check that out.
And that's where they can find out more about what we're talking about. They have opportunity to buy your book and maybe to engage your services in helping companies increase their profitability.
You can do all those things, but you can also find some tremendous free resources.
Yeah, exactly. There are a lot of articles that Steve has there. Steve, one of the outstanding parts about your book is you've got a list of things that we can do that will help us improve our profitability, some specific individual things, and I'd like for us to talk about some of those if you don't mind right now.
Sounds great, yes. There's an appendix with 55 idea starters for you to get rolling in terms of improving your profitability.
All right. What's the first one?
The first one is relatively simple, Jim, and that's to conduct third-party audits of your phone, your utilities, and freight payments, and then to fix the problems that they find. Now, there are dozens of firms that will do this for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any specific recommendations, but there are quite a few out there that will work on a contingency basis. There are folks, for example, that are experts in the arcane law and regulations surrounding phones and freight, and if you engage them they'll take a look at your bills and determine whether or not you've been overpaying.
The operative term there is arcane, because some of these things are so arcane that you're being overcharged without anybody meaning to. But whether they intend to or not, the bottom line is that it's money out of your pocket that didn't have to go.
That's exactly right. And these folks will do these audits on a contingency basis, and they'll take anywhere up to 50% of the savings for 1 or 2 years in terms of their fees, but you get the rest for those years and then ongoing.
And the thing is, the truth is that you have to have a reasonable amount of billing in these areas for it to be worth those companies' time, but there also are things if your bill is lower, your freight and your utility bills and the insurance bills, even if you don't have that much, you can do some of this yourself.
Yes, you can do some digging. These companies typically don't like to work with somebody who has less than $1,000 a month in billings, and they prefer 5, 10, maybe even more than that.
Right.
But you can make some inquiries to your phone company, your utilities, and even your freight companies, and find out whether or not you're getting the best plan possible.
Well, and there may be somebody you could find that either could moonlight or used to work for companies like that. It would work for you on an hourly basis.
Yes.
They can accomplish the same result, but you know, you might wind up paying $500 or $1,000 to this consultant, but over a long period of time, it could save you thousands.
Absolutely. This is one of those cases, Jim, where it really helps to have someone who has some knowledge in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't be expert in everything as a small business person.
Right.
You just have to be a little bit fluent in terms of the language and understand that there, you need to ask the question.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And once you do that, you have an opportunity to find something.
And that's the phone bill, the utilities, freight. What about insurance?
Absolutely.
Are there people who audit insurance?
There are people who will audit insurance, and one of the best ways to do that, particularly since that's in a highly competitive market, Jim, is to have multiple quotes. Bring in a number of potential suppliers, tell them what your needs are, tell them that you're looking aggressively at managing your costs but keeping your coverage at an appropriate level, and you get three or four or five competitors out there working for your account, and you're going to learn an awful lot.
Yeah, and what's going to be really instructive, Steve, as you know, is that one of those, at least one of those three to five, will emerge as a counselor. They'll emerge as a becoming part of the solution, not part of the problem. And that's probably going to be the one that you're going to want to do business with, because they're going to come in. They're not only going to give you a good price, but they're going to take all the smoke and mirrors out, and they're going to show you what you're doing, and they'll actually become kind of a partner.
Absolutely. That's the best relationship you can have with a vendor.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the folks you're looking for. If your
right.
existing supplier on any ongoing business, be it insurance or something else, isn't providing you with the best advice, then you have an opportunity to do better with somebody else.
You know, this happened to me this week, actually, Steve. I was looking for a print job. I was bidding a print job out, and I went to four or five different companies, and I got varying degrees of interest, you know, all the way from, you know, almost, I didn't ever want to go back there to one guy finally says, you know, he gave me a price, and it wasn't anything all that great. But he said, but wait a minute, what are you going to do with this stuff? And I said, well, I'm going to mail it. He said, well, how are you going to mail it? And he's a friend of mine. And I said, in an envelope, silly. And he started telling me about how he could help me save. He had a program, a computer program, that would help me save money on my postage. Now, this guy is a printer, but he took the time to ask me about my project.
Excellent.
And you guess what? Guess who got the business? And you know what? I didn't even compare his printing price to the others. I just want to do business with a guy who was looking out for me. That's the way to keep the business. That's the way to grow your business. Tintail, right back with Steve Martin. We're back at 7 till. Steve Martin is our guest. He's our profitability expert. We couldn't do without him because, folks, we all know how much we need to work on our profit. Steve is the author of the outstanding book, Creative Approaches for the Cost-Effective Organization. You can find that book at his website. Give us the website again, Steve.
It's www.profitpro.us.
Profitpro.us. And don't forget, there's a lot of free articles there, and Steve's got a great message. He's an outstanding resource for us, and I encourage you to take advantage of whatever he offers. Steve, the next thing on your list is something that we probably have tried recently, and we just can't seem to get it done, many of us, and maybe you've got some good insights for us. Tell us what it is.
Well, the next item on my list of ideas for profit improvement is to test and then raise your selling prices as you can. And one of the clues here is to not necessarily take the across-the-board approach of raising prices, you know, blanket 5% or 10% or any percentage for that matter, but to take a look at your entire product line and determine individual products that seem to have enough business support underneath them and may have some opportunity for improved margin by increasing the price. Now, you don't have to go in and blast everything. You may have 10, 15 items in that product line. Go in and test one, raise it a small amount, and see what happens. Now, that means that you've got to keep your finger on the pulse of your business.
Yep.
And you have to understand where your profitability is coming from.
And you got to know what the reaction is going to be is from the customers.
That's exactly right, Jim. You have to be able to measure the impact of the test that you're taking.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, just being able to do that, if you're not doing it now, will give you some power and control over your business that you may not have had before.
Your IQ will definitely go up when you do that.
Oh, boy.
And, but you know, the other thing that I think that we need to do, Steve, is I think we need to start thinking more incrementally with our pricing. I mean, we just can't be greedy with our price increases. It might be literally raising things from 95 cents to 99 cents. You know, from $29.95 to $29.99. I just think that in this day and time, you just can't be. It's very difficult to raise prices where they're that obvious.
That's exactly right, because it's just going to be a knee jerk reaction.
But if you do it a little bit at a time and you're consistently doing it, you know, over a period of 2 or 3 years, you've been able to increase your margins.
Absolutely, it doesn't take much. Every penny you add to each dollar of sales is 1%. Margin, because that drives straight to the bottom line when you're looking at it incrementally.
I love what I heard one person say once. He said, watch the pennies. The dollars will take care of themselves.
That's exactly right. And if you watch your products and your customers and your markets individually, which a lot of small businesses and even large businesses just don't do, Jim,
mm-hmm.
You're going to have much more control and influence over your business as a whole.
Steve, I'd like to go off the sheet just a little bit, but adjunct onto this point in something I've been trying to talk about a lot lately, and that is I've been telling people that human beings have two things going on in their lives. They have things that they need, and they have things that they want. Small business owners need to focus on what humans need. I mean what they want, not what they need. Because the things that they need, they are commodities, and they're going to pay not one penny more than they have to. Things that they want are more emotional things, and they're going to pay however their emotion leads them. And to me, one of the best ways to increase your pricing, your prices, is to make your service to the point where you're delivering what customers want so much that they almost don't even care what the price is.
Excellent point, Jim. Excellent point. A lot of successful businesses have been built on that premise.
Well, let the big box companies give people what they need. You give them what they want. That's where the real margins are, aren't they?
That's exactly right. Because if you're going to compete head-on with a Walmart or another big-box store like that, you're going to be in trouble. But if you can provide that extra level of service and provide perhaps a slightly narrower but more preferable product line, then you have a shot at it.
Absolutely. Steve, give us your website one more time.
It's www.profitpro.us.
Will you come back and help us some more with our profitability next time?
Absolutely, I'd love to.
Thank you. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, we can't do without him. We won't do without him. He'll be back real soon. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. And remember, never be afraid to try something new. Amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program really is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.